anonymous meeting of the Bisbee Youth Council located here at Bisbee High School, 325 School Terrace Road at 11:11 a.m. Council members present. Olivia Conklin?
Present.
Sydney is absent. Damaris Lopez?
Present.
Taslim Sheikh?
Present.
Ali's absent too. So we start Pledge of Allegiance.
You're going to have to wait for a minute. It takes me a minute to get up still.
Just a minute. There's two over here to get stood up.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That would have been a disaster. Sorry.
All right, we'll open the meeting with a call to the public, which I don't think we have anyone signed up for call to the public. Starting with old business, item one is an update on the softball field lights. Item two is a discussion and possible recommendation on ordinance pertaining to the youth council. Start with item one.
We had that update. We had a thing on it, and Mike's not here, but they're in the process. They're getting it. Going to get a grant from Freeport.
Oh.
And they're checking out different things. They got the poles, and they found some lights that are relatively cheap. but we're going to do fundraisers and stuff to get enough money to offset it if we don't have enough in the interest, because that's all you can use. You can't dip into that fund. But we are working on it, Mike and I.
Excellent.
And the next time, maybe we'll have more information on it. Because those kids, summertime, those girls play dark nights in the wintertime. Get beans. But I will be talking to Mike, and I will talk to Mr. Keith and I.
Sure.
And see what we can get going on.
Awesome. Any comments on softball lights?
Mm-hmm.
Item two, discussion and possible recommendation on an ordinance pertaining to the youth council. So this is, we talked about this at the last meeting about starting to finalize plans for amending.
What?
To finalizing plans to amend the ordinance on youth council, including like attendance, length of term, age of term expiration, etc.
Yeah, I
read
that. Why?
Do we do. We're looking more at the older people. Because some people graduate after they turn 18, so we were going to change it to say when you graduate, was that it? Or turn 18. I think we're going to put the or, whichever comes first.
And then if you turn 18, at like a reasonable time before you were to graduate, you can have an exemption or a request.
Mm-hmm. A waiver, yes.
Well, a waiver.
Yeah. 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 Oh, okay.
That's what
I didn't read it that way.
Yeah.
So I attached the last ordinance that we used when we changed it from age, we changed it to grade. So if you look at the second page of the actual ordinance, it goes over what was changed, and if you look under the underline part, it says grades 6 through 12, so that's what you guys would be changing. So we need to figure out what kind of wording you guys want, what's the age limit you want it to start at and end. So we just need to make sure to finalize the wording so it is what you guys want.
So it used to be 13 to 19?
At one time, yes. And then for some reason they changed it.
Okay.
So do you want it to go back to the 13 to 19? Or do you want it to be 13 to 18? Or until graduation?
I think until graduation.
Yeah.
Myself.
But
when you leave Bisbee High School, you should. Because then that's when you can, if you want to continue to participate in municipal government.
But then wasn't the issue that we had is that some people leave before they turn 18?
Yeah, and that's what. And
or they're 18 and still in high school. You know,
yeah,
some people.
That was the issue, yeah. I'm pretty sure. So we wanted it to be to 18 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 18 or graduate. But yeah, 18 as if a year.
Okay. And is 13 a good starting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then do we have to put about the waivers in here? Or maybe waiver, da-da-da?
We can add
like
a waiver. Mm-hmm.
For like special.
If you put an either or in there, would that take care of the waiver? If you put to
graduation.
18, either or 18 or graduating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the wording we're looking for.
That way you don't have to worry about doing a waiver?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything else you guys want to change or add? I know you guys were talking about attendance and things like that. The second, or the first page of the Exhibit A and the second page are both things that pertain to the Youth Council. If you look under 2.7.2B, it has your absences and things like that. Are you guys okay with how that reads?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Excuse me. On the age that you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
It says the youth council members, seven regular members who shall be students in grades 6 through 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would suffice, wouldn't it?
But the issue is that some people turn 18 while they...
I know, but in this, it says...
And some people graduate younger. Like, personally, I'm going to be graduating at 17.
Yeah.
So that year after.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. gone. So.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys are interested in changing? No?
So that's a good finalized plan.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Sounds good.
Transitioning to new business, so items 3 through 5, being discussion on available money in the Youth Council Fund. Item 4 being discussion of possible approval of a summer meeting schedule. Item 5, discussion of future agenda items. We'll start with number 3. Discussion on available money in the fund. Attached is a balance, I noticed, of current assets and other funds.
So, this it should be the last page of the agenda packet.
Second one.
I'm sorry?
Oh, this one's on the second one.
Yeah, it should be the, number 3.
Oh, that was fun.
Okay.
So, Lucy, do you have the page?
No.
It's the one right after the agenda.
I'm sorry, what?
Or do you guys understand how this works?
Could you explain it?
In the ordinance that established you guys, you're only allowed to spend the interest. So the original amount is, of course I don't have it here.
When does the fiscal year end?
July 30th. Do you remember what the original principal values that they started with was?
They sound like more than 1,000 somewhere in there.
The only figures that I had was we had to keep 103,000.
Okay. So anything above the 103 is available for to you guys.
Oh, no,
your account can't drop under 103. Okay. So I just kind of want unless something changes in the ordinance as of right now.
So we have like 23,000
available to spend.
I can see what you had last year.
How much do we have in interest now?
It would be about 23.
But is that before, after the lights?
23,000.
That would be before the lights. Yeah, because I don't know exactly what the total cost of the lights are just yet.
We set a budget on it. I think it was 10,000.
I think that's what you guys had said, yes. I have it all written down over there.
Ashley?
Yes.
How much money did you spend?
23,000.
23,000.
Do you guys have any questions on the existing and what's in there? No? You're so quiet.
So where does the money, like, have where the interest grows every year, right?
Yeah, the interest, it's sitting in a bank account, and it grows interest every year. It's not a whole lot of interest.
It's about $900 a year. Right now on the budget, if I remember correctly, as of the end of December, it was $500 that had been accumulated. So you can roughly between 900 and 1,000 a year. So it doesn't accrue a lot of interest, but you have quite a bit that is built up.
I have a question. Is there a separate account for the youth council if they do fundraisers to put in that account?
That would go in their current account. Mm-hmm. That would go into their budget account. Mm-hmm. There's a line for fundraiser in there.
Okay, and they can spend that?
Oh, yeah. They can spend that anytime.
That is just the interest I
share. Right.
I just want to make sure on that.
Yes, that goes into their budget for this year.
So we can spend anything as long as we have $103,000 in our account?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. But you have to look at the succeeding years,
yes,
and also whether or not you want to do fundraisers.
Right.
Fundraisers.
I mean, just because you're getting interest, you don't have to keep it at that. You guys can do things.
And one thing I hadn't considered is we can look to see what kind of grants might be out there too for youth projects. And we can do that through the city and do a grant if something comes up, just like you're doing, the school is doing. So that's also another way.
The city does movies in the park. The city does different events. And you guys can decide to sell something there, or you guys can decide to, be creative with fundraisers.
Would we need to get any permits or anything to do stuff?
Probably
like that?
Not under movies in the park, because I run that event, so there wouldn't be any kind of other vendor fees or anything like that you guys would need to do. I already pulled a permit for the park, so you guys wouldn't need to do that.
That's probably a really good idea to piggyback off an existing fund.
Yeah, usually if you're piggybacking, you don't have to get.
I mean, say you guys want to go buy 3 of the giant tubs of EGs and sell them for $1 a cup.
Yeah.
You know, that's fundraisers that you guys can make money off of and just start banking up your money. It would cost your time. That's all.
And that's where you ask for volunteers to help you out. Mm-hmm. And, so that you're not, I was going to say stuck there all night, but that's not what.
Yeah.
So that you can enjoy yourself too.
We have Have a handy dandy snow cone machine.
And, you know, we get you guys out there and get you guys doing positive things for the community.
And, like, if somebody were to volunteer for us, like, we could, like, sign off on volunteer hours for them, right? Or
I don't see why
like
not.
For the school, yeah. Like, we're
yes, allowed
yeah,
to. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if they need, you know, if they want an adult signature, you've got three people.
Okay, cool.
Because you guys need service points yeah, to graduate. So, I mean, that could help. I mean, this youth council should consider as that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you guys need points there, I'm sure we can do something.
And to fund those fundraisers, we could pull it out of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. Or we could ask for donations. You know? I mean, if it is a snow cones you guys want to do, go ask Mr. Barco for ice. And I'm sure he would be more than happy to supply the ice to you guys.
Okay.
We have youth football coming up. There's youth soccer coming up. You guys can sell stuff there, or there's just plenty of opportunities
we have
for you guys.
Opportunity.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so start thinking fundraisers.
In summertime, well, you guys probably all have jobs during the summer. But, you know, there's summertime, there's a lot of things that are going on. And just selling water is a good thing.
Yes, it is. If you guys want to set up a booth on the 4th of July just for a few hours and sell water.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be all day. But, you know, you guys can do that.
You do make more money on fundraisers than you do on the interest that your money gains. Mm-hmm. Believe me.
Yeah. Yes, you're going to have to work for it. But.
So Northwest 2018.
That's in Sierra Vista.
This year it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's this weekend.
We should get it back again in 2020.
Mm-hmm. That would be a definite.
Oh, absolutely.
But you guys have, there's the mariachi festival that comes to town in, I think, November. We can get a hold of Mr. Acosta and see if you guys can set up a booth for something. You know, there's lots of opportunities.
I don't think there's Blues Fest this year.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you.
I would hope there isn't, because otherwise it could be rough. But definitely the mariachi festival would be a good idea, because of city festivals.
Boys and Girls Club do their car show. Maybe you guys want to set up a booth at the car show.
Yep, and that's on the weekend of
Labor Day weekend.
And I'll tell you, selling water there will go really well.
Yeah. We can make a Costco run and go buy a case of Gatorade. It's dirt cheap up there if we have to. Or we can solicit Safeway, see if they'll be willing to donate anything. You know, there's a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, Safeway donates to
They're
Park,
very
so,
supportive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions on fundraising, finances, anything? Item 4 is discussion and possible approval on a summer meeting schedule.
In the summer we should meet more often.
Yeah.
Because that's more opportunities to fundraise and things like that. Mm-hmm.
It's up to you guys to set the schedule.
I'll throw out an idea. We could do something in tandem with city council. Like a bi-weekly or a bi-monthly.
I mean, we could do something a little bit more often.
Yeah.
If you like bi-monthly in the summer, there's only like 2 months.
Is it possible to do like bi-monthly, and then if needed, add one in between?
That's what special meetings are for.
Okay, I think that.
So if you want to do one like.
One per month, definitely. And if we need a special meeting, I think that we could schedule one in between.
We could do the same thing like with city council, like having a week off, week.
So bi-weekly?
Yeah.
So twice a month.
Yeah, that's what I meant to
say. And do you guys want to meet during the day? What works for you? I know you guys may have jobs. I don't know what your guys' summer plans are.
And we'd have to figure out where we could meet.
I have places over at the county buildings. I know it's kind of out of the way, but there's meeting rooms that we can book over there.
And transportation, if a problem need be, carpool.
And I can go pick people up if need be or whatever.
Okay. We'll send out a chauffeur.
Yes.
A limo. Okay, so you want to do every other week?
Yeah.
That's what you want to do?
Every other week.
Okay. Let's look at schedules then.
Yes. Do we want to do them the same week as city council? Or, and
I feel like I'm leaning more towards monthly with special meetings in between. Yeah. Just because summer is so busy and jobs.
I agree. I would start out with that, and then if you want to add them, because last summer
it was hard.
It was very difficult to get people together. So, and we did it during the day, and I think that that's where we possibly should have looked at that more closely.
Yeah. Maybe not so early, because I know you guys like to sleep in during the summer.
Well, who doesn't?
Hopefully, I'll be working in the nights.
Well, okay.
What did you say?
Hopefully, I'll probably be working at night.
Well, if we get a schedule, if we get a time now, I'm sure we could all put in. Yeah, like, if we do work, we could put in for those.
The sooner that we know the dates,
right.
The
more. Absolutely.
Do you guys want to look at a June calendar and see what you guys have?
Yeah. What day of the week would suit everyone?
If you're talking nights are few and far between at the county building because I have 22 boards and commission that are rotating through that. If you guys want it in the afternoon, I'm more flexible.
Yeah. Like okay. Two?
Two.
Yeah,
two.
And I have an awful lot of meetings at night, too.
Yeah.
Does two sound?
Two?
Two?
Two's fine. Come on, say yes. Talk.
Okay, June.
2 o'clock.
What day?
Hasn't picked a date yet.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we should do them closer, like towards the beginning of the month. So then, if we do want to have a special meeting, we can decide on that a little bit sooner.
Got a meeting in 2 weeks on the 6th.
I will be in Australia from the 5th to the 18th.
Oh, darn!
No, dang. But so I wouldn't be able to make that meeting. But for the most part, I should.
You leave the 5th?
Yeah.
What if we do the 4th?
I will be here. I will be. Barely here, but I will be here.
Yeah, but that, you know, that close to leaving, especially a trip to Australia, you're probably going to be a little busy.
A little bit, but I think we can make it work. I think I would definitely, want to go to the first meeting.
If you're not here, I'm going to say I told you so.
We could shoot for the first.
I won't be.
Fridays are a little hit and miss.
Well, Fridays, the city isn't open.
But I would come in for them.
Well,
but Ashley would come in for you.
Would you guys be able to make it on the 6th?
What day?
Even if Taz can.
The 1st. That's next week.
Do you guys have the 4th available? It's a Monday?
The 3rd or the 4th?
The 3rd is Saturday.
Yeah, I could do the 4th.
What do you guys think about the 4th?
The what?
June.
No, I can't do the 4th.
No.
Okay. I have a meeting in Sierra Vista.
Okay.
11 or 12.
So that, pick a day.
I mean, the 6th is fine. I just won't be here.
The 6th? Okay. And I'm sure Sydney will be able to go.
Who?
Sydney.
She'll be at Girls' State.
What if we get them?
What about the following week?
The 13th?
How long are you going to be in Australia?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You'll be back
until the 18th.
Yeah, okay.
So the 13th? You guys do the 13th?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we give you guys a break? Since school is... Today's your last day of school, correct?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow is? Mm-hmm. I always thought it was a day before graduation.
It's a half day tomorrow.
Oh.
Do we get out at 12 or 2?
I think they should
go 2.
Tomorrow. 2?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 2.
I'm sorry.
It's because when the Red for Ed happened, they made our days longer. Or we would have cut out earlier.
We didn't even miss school.
I know, but that's what it was. Okay. Like, they're supposed to be in assembly today or something.
So what day?
So
13th.
The 13th works for me.
If it's on the 13th, I might be able to, like, FaceTime you guys.
Yeah, we did that last year.
Okay.
So
June 13th.
What day is that?
It's a Wednesday. At 2 o'clock?
The fuck?
2 o'clock.
Where?
As far as I know. The only one that comes up is the 11th.
And we would do it at, do you guys want it at the county buildings?
Yeah. That'd be nice.
There's heating and cooling, so you guys would be nice and cool.
At what time is it? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
Okay.
If anybody has a hard time getting there, let somebody know. Yeah. Whether it be me, whether it be one of your friends on the council, and we'll make sure you guys can get there.
Yeah.
And if you live in Warren,
just call.
You got two people that live in Warren that can pick you up. Not both of us will pick you up, but one of us. We both show up. Okay, now you have to pick.
So will somebody let Sydney know what the plan is? And then we need to start getting people because we have, what, two vacancies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're still interested? Good.
I will make sure you get an application today,
and
I promise.
Ryan is still interested too.
Okay. Yeah, so then those could be your two, if you choose them.
Yeah, if we can get those out and get, if we can get, you know, the applications back, then you guys wanted to do an interview, correct?
Yeah, and I feel like I've asked this before, but we do not have to make a meeting for an interview, right?
You can do them at it. It's up to you guys. You know, if there's going to be a quorum of you, then we need to notice it.
Okay. And all you do is just notice that there's going to be a quorum for
an interview.
And we just tell you.
Joan, I'm going to take an application tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
Because I have something on my phone.
Okay.
But I will bring it.
Okay.
If not, she'll just...
In the morning.
And then when are we going to do our July meeting? If we could like get them figured out now, that would be good, because then we should call off work.
Do we want to do a meeting in June before the 4th of July, in case we're going to choose to do anything?
Well, if we need one, we can call it on the 13th. So in July, should we do it an exact month, the 11th?
That looks fine with me. So.
You guys don't go to... When do you guys go to your training?
It's in August.
Okay.
I don't know it's usually the end of August.
Okay. By then, I'll hopefully have info for them so they can attend.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, the 11th?
Is it in Phoenix this year? Mm-hmm.
If it was in Tucson last year, yes.
I don't remember.
I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're in Phoenix this year. So the 11th at 2 again?
Yes.
Okay. So when you guys get there to the county building, go into building G. It's the main Board of Supervisor building. And just ask for me at the front window and we'll get you guys all, we'll get in a room. And
all busy?
No. At the county building.
It's on Melody Lane.
On Melody Lane.
No, where they
it's across the street from Pizza House.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh,
it's the county complex.
Yeah,
I blinked.
Yeah,
my mom used to work there, and I still forgot.
You're too young to be having a senior summer, so. Or a senior moment.
So we'll get both of those
senior
noticed.
Senior summer is something different.
Sounds good.
So are you going to decide on July? July 11th?
Mm-hmm. July 11th at 2 p.m.
Where am I?
July 11th, what time?
2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. At the
county?
Yep. Okay, cool. That works. If anybody needs a ride, call me. If you're in Warren, I live in Warren. But Bisbee's not that big around.
And I could get somebody who's like, I get you on my way out of Bisbee being there.
Okay.
Is that it?
Got a pretty good summer schedule, and that can be amended as needed, so definitely good. Any other further?
All right. In August, we hope that all of you will be able to attend the League of Cities and Towns Conference. Last year, they had a great sessions for Youth Council. So,
do you know the date for that?
It's usually the latter part of August.
I don't think they've put them out yet.
Yeah, I don't think they did either, but I want to say it's usually somewhere between the 15th and the last of the month. I don't know. No, I think it's
Phoenix.
Yeah, I went last year, but I don't... Yeah, last year was in Tucson. I remember having to walk up those stairs.
Okay. All right. Are you going to go to your future agenda items?
Yeah, we should finish that. Item 5 is discussion of future agenda items. Could probably throw fundraising into that pot.
And grants, fundraisers and grants.
Finances.
Okay.
I got lots of electric ovens and all kinds of stuff. All the stuff you need for.
You got what?
Electric ovens.
Oh, electric ovens.
I got bean pots, I've got air, and I got grills. And
okay.
If you can find them.
Shut up.
If you can find them.
That's true.
Did you put them away someplace safe?
No, I haven't. I've got all of that stuff, and you guys are more than welcome, and I will be there quite a bit, but you can make a lot of money on that.
Do you think that by the next meeting you would be able to, if you get the applications, be able to do interviews and select at the next meeting?
Yes.
People?
So.
You can put that on as a tentative.
How this works is we interview and then do we have to vote?
You recommend.
Okay.
And then what you would do is recommend to this mayor and council these two applications be accepted.
Okay, so how do we put that as a future agenda item?
We can just, I'll add it right now.
Okay, good.
Interviews of possible applicants.
Okay.
Recommendation.
Interview/possible recommendation.
Oh,
it'll be 7 a.m.
What am I telling you? I've been doing interviews. The other thing is, do you want to take a look at the application and see if you want to revise it at all? I don't know if there's any.
Yeah, we did mention that at our last meeting. And
you guys don't have a separate application
from
everybody else.
I remember talking about that.
It's for everybody. So,
can we
would have to create one from scratch, but it could be done.
We could use that as a base, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
because it's a little different than what the other commissions and committees and councils do.
If you guys just want them to use the existing one for now, and then you guys can adapt your own.
So maybe we could put that on a future agenda item for the next meeting. We can talk about.
Yep.
Okay.
What about the ordinance for the final?
And I promise I'll have it ready. Okay. Anything else?
How about these? You have anything to say?
Does she ever talk?
Talks a lot.
Okay.
She talks a lot, except at youth council.
It's okay, she's listening.
Oh, I know. She's writing.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
All I can think of.
I'm trying not for next time. Let's talk about taking topics. As a future item down the road, because you got a lot you want to, I know that you want to concentrate on the fundraising for this summer, but I would like to talk about the possibility of you guys being taking a subject or a topic off of the council meetings and giving your opinion.
Yes.
And if at all possible, if you can get to the council meetings once in a while just to see all the glory and gore that goes on.
Did you all get my last agenda packet?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes, you do need to do that.
A new one won't be going out until next week.
Okay. For over email?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't been getting them back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I won that.
Well, your mom's been getting them.
I know. Good to know.
That must have been what you put in on the application when you applied. So. But I did update it, so we're good to go.
Okay.
All right.
Member?
Any member comments come from council? Or any staff comments?
Just have a wonderful summer, and thank you so much for showing up. Got my faith in you guys. I've been talking you guys up, so.
You guys will have a lot of fun working this summer on homeless.
Keep busy.
Only if you want to do them.
Yeah.
Yes, I
do. It's up to you guys.
It's one of those things, you know, it pays off. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mostly.
Well, some of them give me fun.
Exactly.
You know, they like usually end up being
especially
fun.
Especially if they like include. I feel like when there's kids involved, it's more fun.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Little kids. It's more fun.
Yeah.
We're doing a movie in the park on June 9th.
Taja.
Okay.
Yeah. If you guys are interested, just come on by and check it out.
I think like AGs are some really fun.
It would be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that'd be something so different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everyone.
Loves.
Yeah.
And when they see these little kids.
One of those big things, it's like $12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like volunteer to pay for them for the first go around for you guys.
I think they're scouting too, because that day I'll be coming back from Tucson from staying up there, so I'll be up
cool.
there.
Cool. Okay. Very cool. And you guys can pick two or three flavors, and if you sell them for $1 a cup, you guys would make money.
I mean, you were going to say billions, weren't you?
No, I would never say billions.
People
I'm more realistic than that.
They charge at like some events like $2.75
for the little
a solo cups.
Well, yeah. And they give you those little styrofoam cups.
Yeah.
So you guys could really make some money off that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
pretty
good. Any other comments?
Oh, yeah.
If I can get you in the big meeting room for your meetings at the county, you'll have
a gavel. You'll have a gavel.
Okay?
Hearing no other comments, I move to adjourn the meeting.
I second that.
A motion and a second. All in favor of?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, meeting is adjourned.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go home.
Oh, my God. I get to go to my friends.
Be safe the next couple days.